If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The Bible says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. A charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And where there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. I want to preach just a little while this morning. It's got to be my help on this thought. Our relationship as God's family. Our relationship as God's family. I want to say a relationship is a very important thing. We can't get through life if we didn't have relationships. Amen. So that's an important thing that we got to have. A relationship that we have with each other, we have with our family, our homes, our churches. Amen. First thing, most important part is our relationship with each other. It's something that's now you pray for me this morning. It's something that we need desperately in the air we need. Amen. There's so many people that's trying to go on their own and try to make on their own without any kind of relationship. We're alienating ourselves. We're building walls, amen, that no one can climb over. But I want to say, praise God, that's not the way that He meant it to be. But He meant for us to have a relationship as God's little children. It's very important. I got to thinking on this about the characteristics of a relationship. A lot of things, I mean, I was sitting there and they just kept coming. A lot of things that we have as characteristics of our relationship. I wrote them down here so I wouldn't forget any of them. It said the characteristics, they are born and they can die. Relationship, our characteristics can be damaged. It can be mended. It can be broken and it can be healed. It can be diminished. It can be built up. It can be enhanced and it can be cultivated. It can be sought. It can be improved. It can be rejected. It can be cheap when purchased and valuable when given. Amen. Yeah, it can be young. It can be old. It can be fresh. It can be stale. It can be cool and it can be cold. It can be long-term and it can be short-term. It can be beautiful and it can be ugly. It can be cherished and it can be taken for granted. It can be special and it can be ignored. It can be time-consuming and time-saving. It can be beneficial and it can be draining. It can be a blessing or it can be a curse. But in our relationships that we have, amen, we got to realize that it's an important thing to have those relationships. Everything that we are depends on the quality of our relationships. Amen. It starts off primarily with the God of glory. We must have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We must make Him the Lord and Savior of ourselves. Amen. We must allow Him to become the Lord and Savior of our life. He must be the ministering force to us in order to have a right relationship with Him. Without a right relationship with Him, I'm telling you, we can't have a right relationship with one another. Amen. The reason we struggle so in the day that we live is because we don't have a right relationship with the Lord and Savior. We don't have a right relationship with God the Father. If we ever get a right relationship, then our relationships will begin to trickle down and we'll begin to realize how important they are. Amen. Hey, we will. We'll realize how we need a relationship. Number one, we need a relationship in our marriages. We're going through marriage. These folks that's went in the altar and they said, I do, praise God, before some man, but they don't have a relationship. Amen. It takes a constant relationship in the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes that constant help, amen, to build that marriage. It takes a relationship, praise God, to have a family. Amen. You've got to have a relationship with your family in order for it to be a good family, a wholesome family. Amen. And a friendship. It takes relationship and friendships. They have to build those friendships. Amen. You have to build upon it, build upon what God's give you, what God help you to do. Even in the place of employment, man, we've got to have a relationship. And if we've got a good relationship, our place of work will even be a better place. See, it's like we said in Psalms 118 and 24, he said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if we come into the right relationship with the right attitude of heart, God can help us. But if we have the wrong attitude, then we won't have the right relationship. Amen? So we need that. Even on the workplace, we need that right relationship. And it comes to our attitude. Not only do we need it in all these places, we need it at the house of God. We need a relationship at the house of God. We need that place where we can go and get help. A place where we can realize, praise God, that it's something in the day and hour that needs to be cherished. Amen. You nod like this. Amen. It's something that needs to be cherished today. Our relationships with one another. A relationship means to care and to nurture. We need to care and to nurture one another. I know we get on each other's nerves a lot. Amen? Because we're human beings, that's what we do. We rub each other the wrong way sometimes. Sometimes we don't treat each other the way we ought to. And a lot of times it's not on purpose, it's accident. Amen? That's why we have forgiveness. And we go and say, will you forgive me? And we say, okay, I forgive you. It's 400 some times a day, by the way. Amen? He said, till 7 times. He said, no, till 70 times 7 in a day. Amen, Brother John? Amen. Glory to God. We got to. Lord, hey, when somebody does wrong, they say, I'm sorry. And from their heart, praise God, we got to forgive them and go on because we need that relationship. See, when we sever our relationship, praise God, it severs our hope. It severs our attitude. It changes the way who that we are. But the Lord God, praise God, He gives us a right relationship. Amen. And that right relationship is a commitment that we make. In order to have a right relationship in the marriage, in the home, in the family, in the work, at the church, praise God, we have to make a commitment to that relationship. Amen. 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 We have to have a commitment. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know why there's so many divorces? Even in the church today, there's divorce after divorce. Because we haven't made a commitment in the relationship. Amen. I'm just being straight up this morning. There's no commitment in the child of God. So even in the house of God, even to God's people, praise God, we have this lack of commitment. And so we have a lack of relationship the way God designed it to be. So we've got to realize, praise God, that we need to cherish this thing. And we got to allow a commitment because it makes a difference. Hey, listen to me now. If you get a commitment to God, a commitment to your family, a commitment to your husband, a commitment to your job, a commitment to your church, a commitment to the family of God, praise God, then there's no backing up. Amen? Hey, there's nowhere else to go. Praise God. Hey, come hell or high water, we're going to make it work. Amen? We've made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Realizing that they said there's no backing up, there's no giving in, there's no giving back, praise God, those things that the devil would like to have. See, the devil would like to destroy, the devil likes to drive wedges, the devil would like to get you away from God as far as he can. The devil would like to take your children, praise God, down the road and destroy their lives. He sees what's going on here. But praise God, when we begin to realize that each and every one of us is important, and praise God, that we need to have a relationship with one another. And praise God, because we've got a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We've got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we've got a relationship through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Does that make sense? So God says we need a relationship with one another. We need that help, praise God, that one another, and praise God, that God gives us. Because every one of you is important. The psalmist, look over, let me just show you. Psalms chapter 8. See if I can find it right quick. Psalms chapter 8. Psalms chapter 8 and verse 4. Now the Bible asks this question. He said, what is man? Psalms chapter 8 verse 4. That thou art mindful of him. And the son of man that thou visiteth him. So they had the psalmist here asked the question. He said, what's man that you're mindful of him? Hey, can you imagine somebody asking God that? What is man? What is old brother Rex Hoagland that you're mindful of him? And the son of man, amen, that thou visit him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. But now listen to what it says. And hast crowned him with glory and honor. Amen. Praise God. He says, hey, you know what? You know why God loves old, why God loves old Rex Hoagland so much? Because he's his crowned creation. Amen. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, hey, we got a relationship. We have relationships, praise God, and we make them stronger by realizing that each and every one of us is an important part. Amen. We are the crowned creation of God. Amen. You are the crowned creation of God. You're His, hey, you're His pride and joy. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Glory to God. You are God's pride and joy. No devil comes along and says, you ain't worth nothing. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're looking between beaks and bills, say, you stinking liar. I'm the crowned royalty of God. Amen. I'm His crowned creation, praise God. Amen. So if we realize, praise God, hey, if you're a child of God, you're the crowned creation of God. And you have a relationship with Him. Then our relationship with one another ought to be better. Amen. Because when we look around anymore, hey, praise, we don't see just people sitting in pews. But we see children, praise God, of God. We see that family, praise God, glory to God, that's a crown prize, a creation of God of glory. Amen. They don't have... Angie, Jace, come up here a minute, buddy. Come here, I need to borrow you a minute. Come right up here with me. See, we got to realize how precious... We're the crowned creation of glory. Come up here. Turn around there, buddy, so I can see you. Ain't this precious? It's the most precious thing we have. Well, this is Jace. So, hey, people. So, I'm Jace. Amen. I'm Angie's little boy. Amen. I'm Dale Rathbone's son. Yay. Amen. But he said, I'm not only that. He said, I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. Amen. The other day he bowed an old-fashioned altar, asked Jesus for saving, come into his heart, praise God, and he's saved. Yay. Amen. So he's no longer a member of Stony Fork Baptist Church. He is a brother. Amen. These are all your brothers and sisters out here. Praise the Lord, ain't that good? You didn't think you gained all that when you got saved, did you? You not only gained Jesus, but you gained all these brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Yay! Amen. So now you can look at them. You can say, hey, sis. Hey, brother. Praise the Lord. Now belong to God. You see what I'm saying? He's a crowned creation of God. Amen. He became not only a part of us, a part of God, but he became part of God's creation. Praise the Lord. He's crowned and magnified. Praise God. Yay! For the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's become special. Praise God. He becomes special to God and he becomes special to us. Because he's no longer little Jay's Angie's son. He's no longer Jay's Dale's son. Amen. He's no longer Jay's that used to go sit in the Sunday school class. He's become Jay's, the child of God, the brother in Christ. Amen. He's special, praise God, in the eyes of God. Thank you, buddy. Why? Because a relationship that we have as a family of God, we cannot let that be severed. Praise God. It's something special that God holds dear. Amen. And He holds it just as dear, praise God, as we should. Or we should hold it just as dear as He does. Amen. Because we're special. Every one of you, praise God, is a prized possession, a crowned creation of God. Amen. Helps you look at the brother and sister different. I hope we'll look at each other different with a different aspect. Say, you know what? That's just not Eddie. That's my brother Eddie. Amen. That's not just Jeff, but that's my brother Jeff. Amen. Yay. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, that's not just Robert. That's my brother Robert. Amen. You know what we ought to do? I think sometimes we get a little too casual with our church folk. I believe when we talk to them, I do my best to call, say, Brother Rex or Brother Eddie or Brother James. Amen. Because I want to give him that respect. I don't want to forget who they are. Amen. I want to honor them, praise God, as a child and a vessel of God. You know what that does? That makes my relationship stronger. Amen? And when you have that close relationship, praise God, everything else just seems to work and to flow better. Praise the Lord. When we begin to get where God would have us to be. Amen? And realize, praise God, that our relationship, now they're not always going to be easy. Now I'm not going to sit here and say our relationships always be a bed of roses. Well, they may be because they've got thorns. Amen? There's going to be some thorns in our bed of roses, in our relationship, in your relationship at home. Everything ain't always hunky-dory. Amen, but you don't desert your family because something don't go right. Now, a lot of people are today. God ain't in that. Amen. A lot of these daddies, so-called daddies, are bailing on their families, praise God. God ain't in that. Because you know what's the problem? We don't have any commitment. We don't desire a true relationship as God would build it. Amen. But we realize tonight that this morning that our relationships will go through trials. There'll be disagreements. There'll be conflicts. Amen. Sometimes, Brother Rex, we just have to agree to disagree and go on for the glory of God, shout His praises. Because you know what? God will fix it all. Heaven's going to fix it all. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I ain't going to be put in a 6-foot pine box, praise God, with anguish and bitterness in my heart, praise God, because God Almighty has given me a relationship. I love the Lord and I love every one of you. Amen. Every one of you. There's not a cull in the bunch. Amen. Why? Because you're the crown creation of God. And if I cull you, then I'm culling what God says is all right. Amen. That it's precious. Praise the Lord. But we'll go through times of suffering. Now, a fellow said one time, said we're either entering a storm, and we're in a storm, or we're coming out of a storm. Amen. I know what he's saying. What he's saying. It seems like he's always something going on. Amen. Always something to kind of discourage us, isn't there? Hey, discouragement is on every hand. Hey, let me just give you a piece of information. You're not the only person that's feeling that. You're not the only person that feels discouraged. You're not the only person that feels betrayed. Amen. You're not the only person that feels like you've been done wrong. Amen. We all go through that. A lot of times in a daily basis. Amen. We do. But praise God, you know what we do? Like Brother Beck said, we put a Band-Aid on it, go for the glory of God. Amen. Hey, you don't quit going to the grocery store because somebody hurts your feelings and gets a nice jug of milk. Amen. No, sir. Praise God. You'll go back the next time, praise God, with enthusiasm to get there first. Amen. Amen. So that you can, I'm talking about enthusiasm that we need to have even as children of God. Amen. You know, a preacher, you mean that we beat them up before they beat us up? No. That we come with the attitude, praise God, that we're going to just love the devil out of them. Amen. Amen. Whenever I so despitefully use us, it'll happen. Amen. Look at 2 Thessalonians. Jesus said when we suffer, that He blesses us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now James said it's not when we go through temptations. He says not when. He said it's when we go through these trials that we face. We're going to go through them. And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. Now listen to what he goes on to say. As it is meet, or expected, or fit, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity, now that's love in action. He said that the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Amen. Paul says, everybody look around. They know you're going through some tough times, but he says, praise God. We're giving God the glory that He's bringing you through. Amen. I love to see every time that God brings us through a tough spot, delivers us, praise God, saved from the hand of the adversary. But he goes on and says, which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Amen. He said, we're going to have to go through some suffering, some persecution in this whole world. But he says, praise be to God. Don't give up. Don't get downhearted. Just go on for the glory of God. Realize that, and the end result, praise God, is God receiving glory in your life. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So every trial, praise God, if we looked at every trial and said, you know what? The trials and the persecutions I'm going through is for the glory of God. Amen. I'll praise Him. Hey, praise God, even in the valley. Bless His holy name. God begins to manifest Himself. We begin to see Him. Amen. And it draws us through that, through the trials of righteous suffering that we go through. It draws us into a maturity. Amen. In a relationship. A relationship. You know what's wrong with most marriages today? We don't have a mature relationship. Amen. A mature relationship is acceptance. That's accepting us for who we are. That's accepting, that's my wife accepting me as I am. Even when I mess up, even when my faults show out, oh yeah, I got them. Amen. But she accepts me for who I am, and she loves me anyway. Praise the Lord. I don't know why. I'd have kicked me to the curb a long time. She said that she made a vow, she promised she'd never leave me. Amen. But said she thought about killing me a time or two. Amen. She said that, not me. Amen. She said she never thought about leaving, but she thought about killing me. She thought, hey, she said, I told her, if you ever decide to leave, you got to give me 3 days' notice because I've got to pack my bags because I'm going with you. Amen. You ain't leaving me behind, fend for myself. Praise God. Hey, no matter what, praise God, our love is going to endure. But a mature relationship, it has acceptance. Not only does it have acceptance, but it has appreciation. You know what's wrong with most of us in our fundamental, independent Bible-believing churches today? We don't appreciate one another. Amen? We don't appreciate the things that that God has given us. We don't appreciate the love that He showed us. We don't appreciate Him saving the souls and giving us the help, praise God, that He's gave us right here. Amen? We need to appreciate the crowned creation of God, which is one another. Appreciation, a dependence on God. That's a mature relationship. That shows a mature relationship when we put our dependence on the Lord. Amen? Do you depend on, who do you depend on today? Do you depend on yourself? Newsflash, self will let you down. Amen? But if we depend upon the Lord will never, He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God, in them darkest valleys, praise God, He's the one that'll carry us through. Amen. To that next place where we'll be in the valley again. And He'll carry us through that one too. Why? Because we're depending on Him, man. And we not only depend on our relationship, we need to depend on God, we need to depend on one another. Amen? We need to be able to depend on each other. Amen. That's why God says, if we got an ought against a brother, He said, before you can even take the Lord's Supper, He said, you got to go make it right. Amen? Got to go make it right. Say, hey, look, you hurt my feelings. Okay, I'm sorry. Give him by the hand. Say, hey, Lord, please forgive me for hurting this dear brother. Amen. Make it right, praise God, and get that relationship restored so you can praise God together. Life's too short. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He gives us that right relationship. He gives us a mature relationship. And it's regardless of the circumstances. Amen. We can have a right relationship no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. Situations will come. Circumstances will come. But God says we can have a right relationship with the Lord no matter what. And if we can have a right relationship with the Lord, then we can have a right relationship with a brother and sister in Christ. See, why are you preaching this way, preacher? Because I don't see a Holy Ghost revival. And amen, I'm not going to see a Holy Ghost revival until I see me right with God. Amen, in a right relationship with my Lord and Savior and a right relationship with my brother and sisters in Christ. Amen. Then I can see God move, praise God, sweep through here like a mighty rushing wind. And a still small voice speaking in every heart. That's my heart's desire this morning for the house of God. That's my heart's desire, praise God, for the family of God this morning. Praise the Lord. And we get it through a right relationship in the, with one another through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our relationship can't be broken. Do you hear me? Our relationship should never be broken. It should never be severed. Jesus Christ saved us by His marvelous grace. Amen. That's a type of our relationship that we should have with Him and with one another. Amen. And in Romans 8 and 30, 35, it said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us from Christ's love? Hey, we can't get away from His love. His love, praise God, that's charity, that's love in action, is what God has for us. And we can't get away from it. That's why we have to have that right relationship. So the key is this love and this bonding that we have, praise God, to one another. I thought of an example of this. When I was studying this, I thought about our wrestling tournaments, Brother Jeff. And I thought about how we would go in there and, you know, and they'd take the schools and they'd put a chart up, a big old chart up on the board, and they had their seeds, and they'd put you in different categories, amen? And they'd put you for first and second and third and fourth, and they'd start up there. And I got to look at that, and I began to see this in this text. I began to see how in the first elimination segment, some things fell by the wayside. When we'd go in there and we'd wrestle, and there'd be some that never, some would get byes and get to go to the next round, amen, without any event. Others would have to wrestle and put up effort, amen, to proceed on. Some would be eliminated, amen. As we look here in the text, we see that they some eliminated from the beginning. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men of angels, have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And so though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. He said the first thing to go would be the speaking of the tongues. He said, hey, listen. He said the tongues is not as important. He said the first thing to fall by the wayside is the tongues. And then he goes on, he said, in the prophecy. The prophecy was important. It was to fulfill the text of the Word. But he said, even the prophecy, it would fall by the wayside. It would be eliminated in the first rounds. Not only would the prophecy in the tongues, but he said, even the benevolence would take its place in the heap of those things that's done. He said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So we see in the first in the elimination rounds that the first thing to go is the tongue, and then the prophecies fall by, and then we have the benevolence. It goes by the wayside. But praise God, without the charity and the hope that God gives us through the Lord Jesus Christ, we must have that charity and that hope, praise God, that perseveres all the way to the end of the way. Amen. We get down to the very end, only hope and faith and love survive the early eliminations. As we see in verse 13, faith and hope and charity are the only ones that survive those early eliminations. So we put our faith and our trust in Him, and we realize that it's God Almighty working in us that gives us that we need, that gives us that perfectness, amen, that we need to persevere in the cause of Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. The Lord shows us this. We'll go back to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Go there with me. If you got your Bible, turn there. I want you to see this. It's very important. As Paul's talking to Colossians and he's trying to tell them, say, it's not all about you, but it's about the good God of glory and what He can do in you. Amen. That's what makes a difference today. That's what grows our children. That's what roots them in the precious things of God. And He gives us a very important word of truth. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, the Bible says, put on therefore, as the elect, those chosen out of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, also, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. He said you need to have love in action in your life. And He said to have love in action, praise God, it stirs you to move. It stirs you to do those things that's pleasing to a righteous God. And He said then you have with that the bond of perfectness. Amen. The bond of perfectness. He said, that's what it gives you. Now I got to thinking about that bond. Brother Jeff, that bond there, he's not talking about something that can be easily severed. I thought about this when we was in school. You remember when you was in school and the teacher would have you do little projects and you would take that to the glue? You remember the old Elmer's glue, that old paste? Now, I'm not talking about the squirt kind. I'm talking about that old paste that used to be in the bottle. And you'd take that paste out on that little old brush and you'd smear it on a something and you'd stick them together. Amen? But see that, but the thing is about that paste, I know some of you can remember it. I can. Come on now, hang with me. Don't you act like you're younger than you are. Amen. You old folks in here too. Amen. But you'd smear that thing together. You'd put them together, put a couple of things together, and boy, they'd be there, wouldn't they? But you'd get to going a little later on, and if you wasn't very careful, you'd get somewhere, and that thing, you'd twist it a little bit, and that thing just pop apart. Remember? Amen. It would glue them together. Amen. It was glued, but it wasn't bonded. See, in order to have the kind of bond that God's talking about in our relationships, now you hear me and I'm done. I'm going to quit after this. In order to have the kind of bond in our relationship that God's talking about, He's talking about having one person, praise God, and having another person, and you don't bond them with the paste of this world. Praise God, you bond them with the super glue of God. Amen. You know what super glue does? Super glue penetrates into who we are. And when you put them together, they're bonded. Two things become one. Amen. Amen. And hey, you can take that thing. And you can take a wood that's been bonded with super glue. And you can put it in a vise. And you can put a big old pry bar on it. And you can twist that thing. Try to pop that apart like you did when it was just glued. And you know what it'll do? It won't break where the joint is. It'll come apart somewhere else. Amen. Glory to God, you'll literally rip the tissues apart to separate it. Paul said, hey, listen, if we love one another, we're ready to be long-suffering to one another, we're really to have a relationship, praise God, with Christ and His church. Praise God, he said there's a bond, amen, that can't be severed. Praise the Lord. No matter what the devil throws at us, there's a bond, praise God, that'll hold us together and help us to make things right. Amen. He said that's what God does for us. He bonds us together. Praise the Lord. Even when all those other things, you know, I told you about the chart where we went through and some things was eliminated. I believe sometimes God's eliminating things in our life all the time. Going down through the final elimination. Amen. Getting us ready for that final event. Amen. Which is to present us to Himself in glory. But He says when He gets down to the final event in that relationship, praise God, He said there's some things that's holding out. Verse 13, He says, now abideth. He said, what hangs on? What lasts? He said, now abideth faith and hope and charity. These three. I was reading that. I kind of got discouraged, Brother Rex. I thought, now come through the eliminations and, you know, a lot of this stuff, amen, has done passed by. It's not, hey, I'm not having to try to do, but praise God, I've come to find elimination. There's faith and there's hope and there's charity. I'm into the final rounds and I got to thinking to myself, I said, what if my faith fails? What if my faith becomes weak and I'm not able, praise God, to do my part if it's faith-wise? And what if my hope dwindles? Well, I began thinking on these things. My heart began to fall. I said, "What? What, Brother Bill? If my faith and my hope fail, what am I going to do?" But then, boy, I tell you, it's like it was a rolling tide moved through my little old study. He said, "Hey, if your hope failed, Brother Eddie, if your faith comes short, if you become weak in your faith and your hope slides down," he said, "praise God. Hey, don't forget that there's charity with God. There's love in action, praise God, and it will, hey, get you all the way into the presence of the Lamb." Amen. That love of God, it's always there. Who shall separate us from the love of God? He said, amen, it don't matter if your faith gets weak. It don't matter if hope fails. Praise God, as long as there's love for the living Savior. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you, young'uns, in our relationship, as long as we have love one for another. Amen. Hey, listen, as long as we love one another, we shall persevere. Amen. We shall come out as one of God's little young'uns. Our relationship as God's family will stay steadfast as long as we realize that God loves us and that He can help us to love one another the way He desires us to love each other. Amen. A relationship. Our relationship. But I wonder how it is. How's your relationship today?